It's a farcical comedy. There's a play within a play. So you're watching some actors prepare to go out on tour with a show. And so the first act is their rehearsal. The second act, you get to see all the backstage antics. The after you've seen what the show's going to look like, you get to watch them run a show in a different town, but from the backstage point of view. And so you get to see all the crazy stuff that happens, that can happen and does happen in real shows, but from the backstage. And then the third act, it's you actually get to see the show after they've been almost done with it, you know.
Okay, so they do present the show that they're working on.
Oh,
okay.
they do. But this is after months of on the road, what it's like.
Oh. Are there some special problems for actors being actors?
I mean, well, it's one of those things, like to be a bad singer on stage, you actually have to be a good singer. So to be a bad actor on stage, you actually have to be a good actor.
Okay.
So yeah, it's very tricky. And luckily, we have a very talented cast. It's a 9-person cast in this show. Mm-hmm. It's really, what's nice is it's an ensemble piece, you know, that everybody carries their own weight, and it's fantastic in the timing. Jim Leese, the director, and Randy Rude, the stage manager, assistant director, have done a fantastic job of compiling all these different slamming door bits. And you know, there's 7 doors in the set, so if that tells you something.
Sure.
Nice to watch this well-oiled machine that these actors just pull off night and night again.
So early on, the scenery is outside of the stage.
Yes, the you get to get that backstage
you
look.
You do, okay.
Yeah.
Which we all would love to do sometime, you know.
Yeah.
Because there are things that are going on back there. People are moving, and timing is critical.
Timing is critical, and personalities definitely get in the way, and so you do have. Like you would anywhere, you have different kinds of relationships with different kind of coworkers, and where you have to be nice to somebody on stage, the minute you get off stage, you don't have to be as nice.
Are they professional actors? I mean, in the play, is that what they're
yes.
portraying pros,
yes, they,
right?
They are okay. portraying professional actors.
Okay. So they're making a living at this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you see the director of the...
Yes, you do. Okay. Yes, yes. All right. Yeah, they all play a critical role. You get to see the director, the stage managers.
Okay.
Yeah, so you get to see support staff besides the actors themselves.
Is this an old play? I mean, not by old. Has it been around for a while?
It should be a very well-known one, and there was a very good movie version done of it with Carol Burnett and... Mr. Reeves.
Yes.
John Ritter.
They are running in and out of Friday. They even have it up. As I recall, they had two floors.
It's a 2-story set for us.
Okay. So oh, it is for you as well.
Yep, it's a big set.
Noises Off, Sioux Empire Community Theater. When is it?
It starts Friday, February 21st, and runs through March 2nd. Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. Tickets are available right now at our box office or by calling 360-4800. Or, of course, they're available anytime at our website, which is SiouxFallsTheater.com.
Or at the box office. Can you get them there as well?
Yep.
Absolutely. And where is this play?
It's at the Orpheum Theater downtown at 315 North Phillips Avenue. And tickets are only $18.